even Boker and Soin. Maybe you can put the two of them together. If you have five Bokers and five Soin, it's enough to make Maisa Behema. So the Mor says, Omulei said back to him, Amakro, the Pasuk says no, Ho Asiri, the tenth one, mean to say, Tein Asiru Lezeh, but Tein Asiru Lezeh. So you have to say, it says Maisa twice in this Pasuk by Boker and Soin. Rashi says, Omakro Asiri, the Somach Maiser Aboker. The beginning of the pasuk says the word Maiser goes near the word Boker, and then the Asiri. So Somach that goes next to the word Soin. So the word Asiri, the tenth, is also like Maiser. So Askecha Dahashta, the Ashtik says Maiser Kol Chalvcha. Like it says Maiser, each one separately. That's so I know. Even by Maiser Beim Rosso, he cannot take off Boker for Soin and not Soin for Boker. You can't put the two together. As if it says it twice, it says Asiri, so therefore we put it Maiser and Asiri, both mean that the tenth one, that the tenth one separate for Boker, and the tenth one special for Tzoyin, you can't put the two together. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kvosim v'yizim nami, then how could you put together even lambs and goats also should be separate? So Mor says, no, we had before, V'tzoyin mashma kol tzoyin echot, that Tzoyin is mashma all together. Any type of itzoin means one type, so therefore lambs or goats are both part of sheep, you could take off Maisa Behema one from the other. Samora says, Hochinami, lema mashmo, kol dogon, echot, it says the word v'dogon also. So maybe the word v'dogon here also means all type of grain, you could take off one from the other. So you should be able to take off truma samaisris, wheat for barley or spelt or milk or spelt or oats or rye. So what do we say? Dogin no, and Maisa Tzoyin yes. Of Abaya says Reshisham, says the word Reshisham. So you have to say each one separate. Rashi says Reshisham Somach LeDogin. Have a Reshisham Leima Tain Reshis the whole Dogin Medogin. So you have to say take separate Maisa from every one of the Dogin. Meaning to say you can't take off one from the other. You have to take off special Truma for the wheat, special for the barley, each one is separate. That's what we dash in his psukim, that by dog and the cheese one separately, just by tsoin, maise beimo, all tsoin is like one. V'cheinom reblozer rebloi, also said like this, v'cheinom rebloi reshisam, it says the word reshisam, that teaches us each dogon is separate. Rovom rova says no, v'loi reshisam, even without the word reshisam, nami, mashma kol dogon echot, I'll tell you by Maisa taken off from the five different grains, you have to take off each one separately. Why? Because it says, Mashma kol dogin echot, le'motzah samar, you can't say all dogin is like one min, but about each one is separately. Why? It's like this. Bish le'motzah, it's so good there, amrinin v'tsoin, mashma kol tsoin echot, it's good. Now by Maisa beimo, it says the word v'tsoin means to say, k'fosam and izim go together. Because otherwise, the Sagadev can tell me and think, Kvasim v'yizim. Nami, they're also separate. Said Lich, the Apostle Joshua said, V'chol Maisa Behema, that's all. All Maisa Behema, they all have the same halachas. What have to say the word Vitzayin altogether for? Said Lamai, the word Vitzayin comes to teach us that Vitzayin is different than Bokar, and that Tzayin, all Tzayins are equal. V'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me no. Ik siv kol Maisa Behema, the Apostle would have just said, kol Maisa Behema, Havamina, I would have thought to say maybe Afilu Chaya. Maybe Chaya is also included. Because usually we say Chayas, wild ones, are Bechlal Behemoth. So the Pasuk would have just said, Chol Maisa Behema, I would have thought to say he would have done on a deer also. You also have to take off Maisa Behema. And we know there's no din Maisa Behema on Chayas, only on Behema. Maybe that's why the Pasuk has to say Boker and then Tzoyin separately. So maybe the word called Tzoyin, like if that extra teach us all the Tzoyin has the same halacha, it says the word Tzoyin to teach us, and not Achaya. Shmur says, no, this we would not make this mistake, because we would learn now, Tachas, Tachas, Mikotshim. Gomer, it says the word Tachas here by Maisa Behema, it says the word Tachas by Kotshim, and we know Kotshim is not with Chayas. So the Torah would just would have said here, for Chol Maisa Behema, I would know it only applies to Behemoth, and I do not have to have the word Tzoyin. So since here it says extra, the word Tzoyin, that's where it comes to teach us, that all Tzoyin is Minechadu. And the Yossi Gemara says now, the Yossi Bekavachoyim Mechadish V'yoshon. Me
meaning to say, let the pasuk just say again, kol ma'ase behema, that ma'ase behema applies to all behemas, and I would know not to chayis when there is a shov of tachas tachas. And now, how would I know to say that you can't take off ma'ase from one behema and the other behema? That's v'yosav v'kabel chayim mechadish v'yoshin. That I learn out the klal, the animals that are born last year cannot be mitzvah for the animals born this year. That I learn out from the gzera shav of the lima from asa to yaser. I learn out ma'ase behema from ma'ase dogen. If so, if I know that last year's can't come together with this year's, and they're not colliding together, for sure there's a kabel chayim you cannot put together, boker or tzorn, or even different type of tzorns you cannot put together. That's what I would have thought to say. V'yosav v'kabel chayim mechadish v'yoshen. If so, Boka Vitsoin Lomali, why does the Torah have to write an extra word Vitsoin? Why does it have to say Boka Vitsoin? So the Gemara comes to teach us, Boka Vitsoin, who do you in Misrasim Mizel Mizel? Only Boka and Soin, these two you can't take off Maisa one for the other. Avo Kvosim V'izim, from the Soin family itself, lambs and goats, that Misrasim, that you could take off one from the other. That's how we learn out that Soin is good as a reboot to teach us. You could take off Maisa from the Kvosim Tizim. Avol Hocho, Brovia, by Dogen, he can make that Joshua. Mi Sagi, would it be enough to like Siv Dogen? Lamute Shaminim. It has to say the word Dogen. It has to say, and what does Trumas and Maisa supply, like we said? Midi Raisa, Taikasonia, on Tirish Vitzer, and Dogen. Suppose it has to say the word Dogen here. Otherwise, I would not know it's included in Maisa, in taking off Trumas and Maisa. Now that says the word doggins, not extra teach us all type of doggins are similar, but no, just teach us that the rice you have to take off Trumas and Maisers from wheat, from barley, from the five type of grains. But Avadi cannot take off Maiser one from the other. Maskiv law. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman asked a question like this. Eima, why don't I say, La'arvu la'boka b'tsoin? I got the rabbi. If you had a question before, why does the pasuk have to say the word boker b'tzoyin or ma'aser behema? Let it just say kol behema has a din ma'aser on it. So you want to tell me it says tzoyin teaches that tzoyin can be put together. So the question is why? Maybe say other rabbi that boker and tzoyin also can be put together. And since the pasuk says boker and tzoyin, maybe the pasuk is coming to teach us that li'arvu le'boker b'tzoyin, that you could take off ma'aser behema boker for tzoyin and tzoyin for boker also. So why, just as the Mishnah say, old tzoyin is together, why not boker and tzoyin also? Omalei mazlutros mazlutra, said back. Omalei mazlutra. V'rei de Rav Nachman the Ravo. Islei nami hu asiri. That you have the word asiri also. Again, so omalei mazlutra. V'rei de Rav Nachman the Ravo. Islei nami hu asiri. We had the drasha before, it says the word hu asiri. As if to say, it says the word maisa separately, by boker and batzoin. You have to say, you have to take off separate ma'isa for boker and separate ma'isa behema for tzoin. You cannot mix the two together. So therefore, you cannot tell me boker and tzoin means to mix the two together, because there's an extra word to asiri. You have to say ma'isa and asiri, each one separately. Ikadiyamri, some say, Omar Rova, v'loy asiri nami, even without the extra word asiri, you have to say it says ma'isa separately by boker and batzoin, even without that drosha. Still you can't say that Boka Vitsoin Misasim Mizel Zer. Still you can't tell me a half a minute to say that maybe you could take off Maisa Beima from Boker and Tsoin together. Why? Because the is, because we have the Hekish, Maisa Beima, the Maisa Dogen. We have that Asa Taser. Learn that one from the other. If so, Ma Maisa Dogen. Just like taking off Trumas and Maisas from the grains. You cannot take off Trumas and Maisas, not from wheat and barley, not from barley and wheat. Is a Mela af Maisa Behem, the same thing applies back to Maisa Behem also. That you cannot take off Maisa Behem, not on Boker for Tzoyin, or not Tzoyin for Boker. You have to have 10 Bokers and 10 Tzoyins, or else you can't put them together. So, that's the Ikud of the Arm of the Rav is sitting without the word Asiri. I would know you have to take special from Boker and Mitzoyin from Stam from the Gzera Shavo of Maisa Beima to Maisa Dogon. Furthermore, I, Varavu Diyoma Shona Lashona Kshisov, I Rav before said no, that we dash and ask to Yasser, you learn that one from the other, it's only Hilchas, last year's for this year. And it's like by Dogon, you can't take off last year's mafra truma for this year. Same thing, ma'isa beima. You can't take off ma'isa beima last year for this year. That's all. But v'lelo davar achar. But not for anything else. Like it doesn't come to teach us baka v'tzoyin. So how come Rav now telling us yesterday the zereshav of ma'isa beima from ma'isa dogon? We're also learning out just like ma'isa dogon. You can't take off truma from wheat onto barley. You can't take ma'isa beima from baka and tzoyin. I wrote before said no that the zereshav of ma'isa beima to ma'isa dogon is only for the years. That you can't take off last year's for this year's, but for nothing else. So what's the Nechnami? Hoda be Rava mehi. Nechnami, Rava retracted from that. Now Rava agrees that in the Gzeirah Shav of Aser Tiaser, learning out one from the other, is included that you cannot take off Maisa Bokor for Maisa Tzoyin. You can't take off Maisa Beima Bokor for Tzoyin. The boy saying, if you want another Teresa, I'll tell you, Chodi Minayir Pop Omra, that they're both not Ravis and they're both not the name of Rava. One of them was said over the name of Rav Papa. See if it's not a kasha. Tenechanami, Rav Itzak himself said the Gzeirah Shav Asirah Asiri is only for last year, not for this year. But not to learn out Baka from Tzoyin. That's what we say here. It does turn it out. Tenechanami, one of them was the name of Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one that said it, one of them, one of these drushes. Therefore, in Rav alone, there would not be a stira. So I call upon him, we're coming out of Temes, so we learned in our Mishnah, that the mice and behemo, those that are klolim, that you cannot take off, you cannot be mistar of the 10 animals, not last year's crop, but this year's crop, and Rosh Hashanah for that is Tishrei, and the one that you can't take off, bokor and tzoyin together, you have to have 10 separate bokor and 10 separate tzoyin, the only one that you put together is tzoyin, you could have 5 kvosim and 5 izim, and together you have 10, if they burnt you that year, then you would have to take off Maisa Behema. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next Mishnah on the other side. So just wait to the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll do on the other side, we'll continue on, do the next blot. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over. I'll start by the Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalram Abayis. The Mishnah says, Maisa Behema, the law of Maisa Behema, if you have 10 new animals born to you that year, so you have to get them go through the door. The 10th one is called Maisa Behema. So Maisa Behema mitztarif kamoli rego behema roya. If you mitztarif, if you don't have all 10 in one spot, let's say you have two different corrals. You have 5 animals that were born to you over here, and 5 animals down another place down the road, you have your next corral. So the question is, how far away can they be? That they're still mitztarif, it's still called like you have 10. So the shear, how far away they could be, is kamole rego behema. Means how far an animal would go away, and one shepherd could still watch after him. Could still watch him. So Mishnah says, like, how much is this? For kamihi rego behema, how far away is it the rego behema, the behema would walk? That, like, you could still see that far. That a roya, the shepherd, could still watch him. So roya tezayin mil. That if they could see the roya, if the shepherd could see 15 mil. A mil is like a pi of 2,000 amas, which is close to 4,000 feet, a little bit less than a mile. So much at the times of the Gemara, they were able to see a good kamat, 15 miles they could see. The Rashi says, Mitzdarif, Rashi says, Kamoli rego behema roya. Yeah, so Rashi says, Mitzdarif, Kamoli rego behema roya, kefi shir. Shabahema misrachekes valechet, the behemoth would walk, kishiroya, when you could still see him. Tehainu tezayin mil, that's 16 mil. The Shnachrin Rashi says, the fish, Shabahema misrachekes zumizu, virelus lishtame bruyechet. Like one roya, one shepherd could still watch him. Of course, the same thing, about tezayin mil. That the roya is able to see down the road 16 mil. So if the animals are within 16 mils, so it's mitztarif for Maisa Behema. Yes, actually able to see very good then. Yeah, that's called the Kamihi Rego Behema, that's Roya Tezayin Mil. If the Roya, the shepherd, could see that he could take care of the animals 16 mil down the road. Now what's going to be Hoyu Ben Elu Elu Lamed Beis Mil? Let's say there were 32 mil in between these two corrals of your animals. Then Emet Tarfen. Then you can't put the two together. And if you don't have 10 in each one of them, so you're not chayv in Maisa Behema. So the moral is the question. We just got finished saying 16 mil. How come here it says double that amount? It says 32. Let's don't see. What's going to be hoyeloi biemsa? Let's say there were some animals in the middle of this mil.
Rashi says, Yehoiloi biyemtza. There's an animal in the middle. There's a 32. You have two corrals, one on one side, one all on the other side, 32 mil away. But in the middle, though, you had some animals also. So, Hoyoloi biyemtza. So, Navi umasrim biyemtza. You could take the middle ones and use them to include to be Maisa. Rashi says, Oysen hem tsoi, it's like the ones right smack in the middle between these 32, which comes out within 16 amas, then it mistarefa says abstodim. It mistarefa the two opposite sides, which are 32 away, also to make it all like one big Maisa. So that's what the Mishnah merely means. 32 is not mistarefa, there's nobody in between. But if you have animals in between the 32, then it's mistarif all three of them together, all three corrals are mistarif. If you have 10 between all three of them, it'll be b'chayv v'maysa behema. Rabbi Meir says, ha-yardein mafsik l'maysa behema. If the yardein, the river, goes in between one set of animals to another set of animals, that's mafsik. And if you have 5 on this side, 5 on the other side, you're not chayv v'maysa behema. You have to have 10 all on one side. Yeah. Now the Mora says, how do we know this, that there's a shear, how far away the animals could be, that you still must starve them to make it one chi of Maisa Behema? So, Omar Rabba Ba'Shelo, the Yom HaKor, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Oy Tarvorna HaTzoyin, that they'll still let the Tzoyin go away, Tarvorna, Ayidei Moina, that Tarvorna means that you'll be married with them, Tachas HaShevet, mean you still count it for Maisa Behema, Mashma Ayidei Moina, that if you have a moina, you have a shepherd watching them. Rashi says, Mashma, im yecholos lehimnois b'royech, if you count them with one shepherd, is mikri tzoyin, the tarvorno tachat ha-shevet lehisasti, you can bring them on the one shevet, on the one rod, to make that maisa. V'loiloi, and if one shepherd can't take care of it, then it's too far away. So it's only how far a shepherd can still watch his animals. V'kimul rabon, rabonanu, to say, the shisus samil, with 16 mil, Koshota Bay Aina the Roya, that the eyes of a Roya, the eyes of the shepherd, could see 16 mil. So if we're within 16 mil, he's still mitzarefa to make it like one set of animals. And if you have 10 born to you that year, you have a chiva maisa behema. Then it says in Mishnahoyu ben Elu li Elu, Shloshim Ushnayim mil em tzarefa. 32 is not mitzarefa. So I'm going to ask the question. Shloshim Ushnayim Hudiyim Mitzarev. Only because you had 32 mil in between. That's why it's not Mitzarev. Mashmo Botsum Yochav, you have less than 32 Mitzarev, and you could put the two together to make a Maisa Behema. I think Katon, we just learned the ratio. Tezayin mil, it has to be 16 mil. Tveiloi, if it's more than 16 mil, it's not Mitzarev. The way you can only see 16 mil. So Hertz of Steve, is it 16 or 32? So my answer is, the Kaboy the Misni Sefer, the one that says in the Sefer over here, the Sefer says what? Hoyoloi Viyemsa. That if you have a third corral in the middle of the opposite twos, you have one all the way down on the right, one all the way down on the left, and those two are 32 away, but in the middle you have another set of animals. So, maybe Umaisrim Viyemsa. Then you can include the middle one with the side ones, because each one is not more than 16 mil apart, and therefore you can take Maisa between all three of them. Now the Kama. How much do you have to have, let's say, in the middle to mistarf with the two opposite sides? So Amar Rav learns, Chomish Mikan, V'chomish Mikan, V'chomish Biyemsa. It has to be that with the middle one and the right side, you'll have 10. Whereas the middle one and the left side also you'll have 10. And then the middle one has been starved with both of them. So it has to be at least that you have 5 on the right side, 5 in the middle, and 5 all the way on the left. Therefore, this middle can be starved with the right side to make Maisa, and can start with the left side to make Maisa. So now the Svara that these 5 in the middle, they make up a chiyuv to give Maisa. So really, all you got to do is take 10 of them and take off Maisa. And the other 5 left over, you'll have to wait until you have more behemoths born to you, and be starved them to give Maisa a second time. Because you can't take more than 1 for 10. That's Rav Shita. Now, you get the answer. Dani is more subtle. The lashon is the hani chomish chazilochi bechadloch. It's fit both ways. Ushmul Amish Shmul says no. Afilu chomish mikan vehein mikan v'yechad v'yemtza is also good. Even though the middle one, when it mixes up with the right side, it does not make a chiv ma'isa. So what? The middle one is the pshat. We look as if the chazim says the roya command the koi hocha.
the Karinim Beimaina, that since there's a middle sheep in the middle of the road there, so you look as if the shepherd is there. And when the shepherd is there, from there, he could see to the right 16 mil, and he could see to the left 16 mil. So that's Mistarfit. So even though the middle one and the right side is not enough, so what? He could still make it Sirifir. We consider as if the right is in the middle, and since he could see both ways, that's Mistarf both sides. So therefore, even though you have five and five and one in the middle, you're also Mechuyiv in Maisa Behema. That's a Machlokes Rav in Shmuel.